Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
What a time sitting down with the follow-ups on the eve of their Eastern Canadian tour dates in celebration of their latest album, Don't Like You Either. Get the lowdown on this latest project in a few minutes when we sit down with the folks. And we're going to get to play every track on the album, starting with Judy's Got a Boyfriend. It's the follow-ups on Atlantic Access.
We'll be right back.
follow-ups from their brand new album, Don't Like You Either. That's Hey Ho, the Ballad of Razor Ramon. And we're here chatting with the folks here at their pad. In fact, it's hours before they take off on a tour. You can consider this a bit of a world premiere album launch here on Atlantic Access. Guys, first name and what you do with the band, just so that everyone can get used to your voices here.
Mike, guitar and vocals.
Tyler, guitar.
Greg on the drums.
Jamie, bass and backing vocals.
Right on. So we're just having this discussion. There must be a bit of an excitement in the room here. You guys are all gearing up for what's going to be a bit of a tour. You're going to be packing tonight after your rehearsal. What are you feeling right now? It's almost like Christmas Eve, right?
Yeah, in some regards. There's a lot of pieces in the air right now. We just got our records on Tuesday, so we're putting stickers on those to make sure the colored vinyl stays separate and pick the trailer up today. Jamie's changing casters on his amp. We're spray painting guitar cases. It's all happening.
You do have the vinyl in. Are you expecting other copies like CDs and stuff too? Or
To be determined. We're hoping to get discs and maybe cassettes at some point. We might do 8-tracks and carve them into some stone discs. We don't know what's going to happen yet.
Oh, very good. So there's a very solid symmetry when you hear any of your music. Actually, live, you guys are phenomenal. It's having the live feel come across on your recordings must be important to you, right?
Yeah, definitely. We want to try to be exactly the same as we are on CD or on vinyl as we are live. We're no crazy things, no gimmicks, none of that. We're straight out punk rock.
It is straight ahead, isn't it? And very much in the feel of the Ramones, for example. What would be other bands that you guys would listen to a lot?
Myself, I was probably influenced by like a lot of skate punk, like NoFX, Lagwagon, stuff like that.
Ramones, clearly a big staple for everybody. I found as I got older the really old rock and roll that my parents used to force me to listen to on car drives, the Beach Boys, the Little Richard, the Coasters, all that stuff really came full circle, and I wound up loving it and having a huge passion for that early, legit rock and roll. Little Richard's one of my favorites, so I ended up finding some other bands that were kind of in that rock and roll vein of the Ramones, bands like Screeching Weasel and the Queers, and basically I've been just trying to rip off the Queers for the last 15 years in my songwriting, can't quite get there, and it ends up being the follow-ups.
Working on this album must have been quite a trip. I think you guys have been actually working on this for quite some time. Hey, what would you say the timeline is?
The songwriting process is kind of always ongoing, so the songs kind of come just whenever they happen. Probably all in total, it was about 6 months from the time we started demoing the songs, went into the studio, got everything mastered, the artwork pressed and back and everything. So around half a year.
You couldn't have possibly timed it any better. One of the songs that we're going to play next is Nancy Pelosi, who's getting an awful lot of press these days for being the speaker, of course, of the American House of Representatives, or however the system works down there. Yeah,
it's straight up.
This is dumb luck. Mike thought her name was really funny watching the news with his kids. So he just started singing along, and I mean, she is getting so popular, she's going to make us more famous than Razor Ramon.
Yeah, stupid song, literally about nothing. Couldn't stop hearing her name in the news, and it became a melody in my head, and that's where it came from.
I've never considered it a musical name until I heard your version of it, to be honest. And it works, so let's get to it. This is Nancy Pelosi from The Follow-Ups on their brand new album, Don't Like You Either. Automatic Access now.
Nancy Pelosi. Nancy
Love Letters from Black Lagoon on Atlantic Access from the follow-ups and their most recent album, Don't Like You Either. We're kind of doing, I guess you could call it a premiere here. We've got amps being constructed as we speak and road cases and all the rest. But where are you guys heading to, like, on this tour?
Tomorrow night we're in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Then Ottawa, Ontario, Montreal, Quebec, and then we're back in this area the following weekend for Moncton and...
A doubleheader in Halifax, then a Barra show. And then the next week we're in St. John, which is going to be an awesome show as well.
Then we're going to ruin Newfoundland.
And then we're going to go see what kind of trouble we can get into in Newfoundland for a couple days. So.
You may never make it back. Talk about the Moncton show at the Caveau. That one's going to be action-packed. Eh? There's going to be quite an undercard for you guys.
Yeah, honestly, it's a ripping show, and the Caveau is a great venue to have it at, too. So, Neighborhood Watch, you know, super big veterans in the game, which is, who else is on that one? Gross Bush, Nerve Button. Is Frig Dancer on that one? Frig Dancer as well, I think. So, honestly, it's almost like just a hodgepodge of amazing bands, and there's just so many to even remember that they're all, it's going to be a night not to miss, for sure.
And that's going to be like the hometown album launch party, isn't it?
Yeah, we've shared the stage with Neighborhood Watch before. This will be our first time having the opportunity to get to play it with Nerve Button, which is really cool. It's a lot of some seasoned veterans in
label support for this release. So apparently that means a global invasion will be underway by the end of the month.
Yeah, we've been really fortunate to sign up with some people like Pumpkin Disorderly Records in Canada, Mom's Basement, the Cellar Dwellers in the U.S., Stardom Records in Europe, and then we have some stuff happening outside of that too, so it's been a ride for sure.
You know, if you're looking at the next few months and once this album really starts to take off as per expectation, are you looking forward to 2020 maybe touring more intensely?
Really, what our sights are set on right now is starting the demo for the next record.
We've got
a batch of songs waiting to go. Yeah, we're chomping at the bit, so once we're done off the road, we will probably start the process of demoing those songs, but we'll be afforded the luxury of being able to take our time a little bit more.
Next tune we're going to play is Monsters. Again, considering your Halloween date release, a fitting tune. Do you spend a lot of time on horror shows or that whole culture? You know, does that influence any of your sound at all?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just a write-what-you-know situation. We're all old horror movie hacks and comic book fans and all that sort of jazz. So it's, for lack of more meaningful lyrical content, it became so.
Who are you working with on the album, I should ask?
Groove Factory in Amherst is usually who we go with. Chris Thomas, he's been amazing. Kyle McDonald's in Moncton for all mastering services, and honestly there's just been a lot of really supportive people with the album, so it's nice to have that awesome funnel of talented people that you can work with no matter what you need. So yeah.
Punk from the Maritimes and about to invade the world. Eh? It's like going to be the Beatles all over again, you guys, right?
Yeah, except we're good.
This is from the album We Don't Like You Either. It's the follow-ups. This is Monsters on Atlantic Access. Thanks so much, folks.
Thanks for having me, Terry.
Believe me when the neighbors find me again. Where the man tonight.
Always a rockin' good time with the follow-ups on Atlantic Access, a weekly presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations Division in Moncton. For all your mobile entertainment needs, head to entertainmentplus.ca. That hometown album launch, by the way, at the Caveau we've been talking about happens Saturday, October 11th. A bonus track now from another great maritime punk band, this one perhaps a little more on the progressive side of things, also from Moncton. This is Diner Drugs with Rotten Eggs on Atlantic Access.
A new show each week. Follow the Atlantic Access podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.